Guess Who Can Moonwalk. If you thought it was me, you're wrong. But apparently Jack Ma. You know who that is? It's not important. He's the founder and CEO of Alibaba. Kind of crazy. And he retired. So anyways, this episode is not about that. It's about how to make a podcast, because I figured so many people have asked, might as well give some tricks of the trade. This is the No Fronts Podcast. Hope you enjoy. This is the No Fronts Podcast, and it is episode 15. So I thought it would be a good idea. By the way, I apologize in advance if I'm monotone. I'm tired. I thought it would be a good idea to make an episode that gives you basic instruction breakdown of how you can make a podcast. And I thought that'd be a good idea just because there's a big, big misconception that you need equipment. You don't. No, equipment is good. There's nothing wrong with it. But with the Anchor app, and by the way, this is not a paid advertisement, but the paid advertisement that came on earlier was a paid advertisement. That was redundant. This is not. The reason I'm referencing Anchor is because it is the only app that records straight from your phone and gives you studio quality sound, or as close as possible. For example, I'm not even using my normal headset right now. I'm talking into this like as if it's speakerphone, and it sounds pretty good, right? That's number one. So you got to get the Anchor app. But not only is it just insanely good and user-friendly and streamlined and all that stuff, it also distributes your podcast to every major podcast network that's pretty much in existence with a push of a button. So I think that the first step is coming up with an idea or a concept, which, by the way, I didn't really do. And I think that was just because at the time, I have a concept, but I didn't have some idea like how to knit in the forest or something super niche like some people. Concepts, no fronts, no bullshit, just kind of doing things the way that makes sense for me and not overthinking and judging myself. That's the whole point, really. It's no bullshit because we hear enough of that daily, right? But you want to come up with an idea, something that you either know a lot about or I would say something you know a lot about, unless you're going to do a interview type show, which, by the way, I've had guests and I will continue to have guests, but right now I'm just a lone wolf. That sounded depressing. So yeah, you really just want to come up with something that essentially you would not get sick of talking about. One thing I've balked at is consistency on my podcast, which is weird because I get the biggest reach, the most results, the most listeners out of any kind of content for whatever reason. So coming up with an idea is super important, something you won't get sick of, something you have some understanding about, or create an interview show, or get creative and, I don't know, call it like phone calls with exes. That's actually genius. Wow, why didn't I think of that? I did. Oh shit, I might have struck gold. I also have another podcast that's going to come out called Just the Tip, and it's going to be 3-minute daily tips. It has been in concept for a bit, but it's time to execute. So you come up with a concept, you download the Anchor app. This would be how I would suggest, just because it's what I did. And I'm not going to tell you to go do something I haven't done yet. So you download the Anchor app and you literally create an account and you're ready to go. That's it. There's editing involved. There's a whole music library. There's sound effects. There's interludes, which is like between little segments. Sound quality on the phone is good, but being in a room that has that's kind of dead noise, a good way to check is to clap. And if your clap kind of sounds muffled, it's going to be a good room. If your clap echoes really loud, it's probably not going to pick up well. There's also your cover art is important. It's like your show obviously has to have some sort of, you need to get people's attention and keep them interested and be entertaining or educational. But to get them to listen the first time, it's all about that one thumbnail. It's like you can make videos and put them on YouTube, and then when you make the video, you have a new thumbnail every time. But this isn't like that. It's that one thumbnail. You can change it, but for branding, you kind of want to keep the same one. So it's kind of important, and you want it to essentially, I mean, there is a description on most platforms that it will be distributed on, but for the most part, you still want that picture to A, capture attention, B, strike some kind of emotion, feeling. It's just like basic marketing. And you want it to tell a story. Storytelling is important just with one image. So that's something you really should think about, or I would if I were you at least. And so then, you know, then it's a game of promotion, and then it's a game of marketing, and then it's a game of also SEO. There is SEO in your podcast description and title. The algorithm is a bit different on every platform. For example, my podcast has hit number 5 on iTunes business category. It also hit number 10. I don't know why. I think it has to do with it's kind of like other algorithms. It's how fast are users pressing play on your podcast after you distribute it? And then are people subscribing, right? So the basic analytics you get with Anchor are showing you just the number of listens in what country. And then what's really great, which I don't know what point this happens, but at a certain point you start to get offers from advertising companies that want to pay you to record an advertisement and then place it. And it's all streamlined in the Anchor app. They also will tell you sort of key points in the ad that you should mention. But for the most part, the creative side is kind of up to you, which is also cool. But the idea is you want to make the ad relevant. You want to get the point across, but you want to move along so that people still listen. And that's something that I've actually kind of enjoyed. Again, I don't know what point you start getting the offers. I know that I got them, started getting them about a few months ago. But every time I listen, I get, within the first few days, 500 to 1,000 people listening, which is kind of a lot, I think, in the podcast world for a newer show. So that is pretty much the basic breakdown. You know, you can advertise on social, Instagram account. We have a No Fronts podcast. It's at No Fronts podcast account. I would say it's not driven towards our podcast. It's more just inspirational content, and it's building an audience, driving traffic. You just put the link in your bio. So I would say that is important. I didn't really advertise much. It was a word of mouth thing for me. A lot of people, I don't know how the first sort of caught on, but they did, and it just sort of went. Like I said, it's much easier, at least for me it was. I don't know. I can't say, like, you might suck, you know? That's the other thing. If you suck, you can try again, but I think it's about kind of just having that voice of where you can tell a story. You can create images. People pay attention. They want to listen for more. But by all means, I would give it a go. I think it's an interesting world. I think voice is the future. I really do. I think we're going to go a little backwards. People think it's video, but I think it's going to all go back with Alexa and all the apps and voice commands and Siri. I think voice is going to have a huge future. And podcasts in general have, like, it's been like 100x in the last year. That really tells you something. If you look at Google Trends, it's just gone skyrocketing. Which means there's also a lot of shitty shows. With that said, I don't like to drag things on. I hope this episode brought you value. And if you have questions, you can actually go on to Anchor and send in a voice note. And I will, if it's good, answer it on the next show and respond to your question. But you can also follow us at No Fronts Podcast or the sort of big brother is Social Authentic, at Social Authentic, which is my marketing and advertising agency, kind of where I spend a lot of time bringing value. I hope you guys liked it, motherfuckers. And subscribe if you're on a platform where you can. Thanks. Have a good night.